This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I have a 17-year-old high school student sitting with me, Michael McFarland, who is the student member on the California State Board of Education. Now, an unusual position. He is the only student member on the Board of Education that helps make policy and procedures for how our education system works here in California. So, Michael, what's it like to be the kid on the block?
I was just really excited to be given this position. I remember I was waiting to hear back from the governor's office, and I came out of one of my AP tests, and I saw a missed call from Sacramento. And I called back, and when I heard the news, I was just so excited. And the governor's office sent a memo out to my parents, my school, my district, and they were all very excited, too. And it was just a great time, and I'm looking forward to the coming year and just being able to impact California's education and represent our students well.
Well, one of the things about having a student member, this is a particularly interesting time in California, isn't it? Because they're looking for more student input.
Yeah, with the implementation of the LCFF and LCAP, more than ever, students really have a voice in where in the changes that they can make at their district level and at their school level. And with all the new California state standards being implemented, I think more than ever, it's really important for students to speak up and voice their opinions on this matter. I think that although the other adults on the State Board of Education are way more experienced than me and know way more about education policy, they're not necessarily being taught what they're developing, and so it allows me to provide a really unique perspective as a student.
So what are the things you think you want to make them aware of as they look at these issues?
I would like to make them aware of how important I feel that student voice and perspective is and getting students engaged and involved, because I think when you're just telling a student to do something, and just handing them books and papers and saying, do this, do this, do that, it can get really dull and repetitive. But when students have like a stakeholder and their stakeholders in their education, I feel like it really brings learning to life. And it just makes students passionate about going to school and making a difference.
So the State Board of Education makes lots of decisions that affect what happens to you in your classroom. So what are the types of issues that you're going to be looking at?
I know right now we're looking at the new standards, the new science standards, so NGSS, which is Next Generation Science Standards. I know we're also looking forward into the social studies and social science standards that were kind of put on the back burners in 2007 and 2008 with the budget cuts. And so we're going to be looking at how those are going to play out. I know we're also kind of developing the accountability for the LCAP. We're kind of tweaking things here and there, and we're also looking forward to having the SBAC scores come out for the first time this year and seeing how that's going to play out and how we assess schools.
So Michael already has gotten the jargon down here. So you talked about LCAP and LCFF and SCAP and NGS, and what do those things mean, Michael?
Okay, so back in the day, there were STAR tests, which were the tests that were given to assess schools at the end of every school year. And since the implementation of Common Core, we had to have new tests to measure the new standards. So that is the SBAC. It is given annually at the end of the school year. And it's a really cool test. It's given on computers, which I know a lot of the kids love because we love using technology. And it's computer adaptive. So if a student is answering a lot of questions correctly, the difficulty slightly increases, but it doesn't fall out of the grade level. So it allows students to really kind of see what they're made of and see how they can think critically and how they can use all that they've learned throughout the year. And I think it's much better than just pencil and paper.
Michael has a sort of interesting background. So how did you get involved in wanting to be on the State Board of Education? You know, lots of kids are saying, I want to make the football team, or I want to be a soccer player, or I'm going to play in the band or the orchestra. You sort of shot pretty high here.
I remember my sophomore year, I heard over the announcements an advertisement with our local PTA to Sacramento. It was called Capital Convoy, and we would go advocate on behalf of our schools. And I thought it would be really fun to fly in an airplane and wear a suit and everything. And so I applied, and I went up, and I just kind of saw how the student perspective was lacking in Sacramento. And with all the changes being made, I really thought I could have an impact. I came back, and I applied for the state PTA to be a student voice, and I just felt so empowered throughout that year. And then I was actually on my student council, and when I got appointed to the state PTA, someone thought it was the State Board of Education. And so I went on the website, and I actually found that a student could apply. And I saw that around 200 students apply every year, and I was like, oh my goodness, what are the odds they choose me? And I was debating whether I should fill out the application or not, but I just went for it because it's something I'm really passionate about, the student voice, and I was just fortunate enough to be chosen. And I'm just so ecstatic about what this year is going to bring.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW, and joining me is Michael McFarland, who is the student member of the California State Board of Education. Michael lives in Southern California, Palos Verdes, and you have been involved in the PTA, and you're also on the California State PTA as a student member. So you're a student member both on the state PTA and on the state board. So what do you do as a student member on the California State PTA?
On the California State PTA, we're not just representing the public school students, but the private school students as well. And what we look at more on the state PTA is how we can connect the dots between the parents, the teachers, the students, and the whole community, bringing it together, because learning does not just happen between bells. Learning actually starts, and I feel like it continues at the home. So the PTA is a really unique opportunity to bring everything together and to connect the community.
So, Michael, what is your, like, most interesting issue that you think is, like, this is, like, they really have to listen to students on this next issue?
Something personally that I really feel we should bring into schools is I feel like we're just really lacking as a state in civic engagement for students. I think the fact that they only get one semester of government and then they turn 18 and they're allowed to vote, I feel like that doesn't really... One semester is not enough to teach students how to be a good citizen. And I'm hopeful that with the new social science standards being rolled out and developed, that we can implement more civic education so students know what it means to be a good citizen and how to be an informed voter, especially with the role of media. I think it's so hard to be an informed voter and to actually know which facts are accurate and which ones are biased, and I just am really looking forward to that in the future.
I would really, really like to thank Michael for joining me, talking about his role as the student on the California State Board of Education, and also his role at the California State PTA as someone who talks to the moms and dads who go to those meetings and say, hey, you know what, this is what it's really like.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW.